The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Rumbling trains, car brakes screeching, and heavy construction are just some of the sounds that surround Richmond residents daily. All this noise can cause a host of health issues. As part of the VPM News Healthy City series, reporter Ian Stewart looks at how noise affects Richmonders as they navigate the streets.
Donald Bennett is waiting for his daily ride on the Pulse, Richmond's rapid transit bus line, to take him to Virginia Union University. He says sometimes the traffic sounds bother him, especially when trains go by, like right now.
All I can say is the trains are very loud. It's got two tracks that run down east side. And when they come by, they screech really loud. And it hurts your ears for real.
Eric Teeger is also waiting for the Pulse to take him to his job at a construction site. He says the quietest time at this station is around 6 or 7 a.m. But as soon as people start commuting around 9 and the train starts rolling, the sound level kicks up.
I have noise-canceling earbuds, so I don't hear anything. If I don't have my earbuds on, I'll go home with ringing ears.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, a direct line can be traced from the effects of noise pollution to people's health.
Noise has been connected to some really obvious medical problems, you know, things like tinnitus, hearing loss.
I'm with Jeremy Hoffman. He's the Director of Climate Justice and Impact at Groundwork USA and is the former climate and earth scientist at the Science Museum of Virginia. We're in a tiny park near the intersection of Altamont Avenue and Broad Street, across from a new multifamily development and a Pulse station. It's here that we're using an app that measures the levels of noise.
I mean, we're a block away too from houses as well that have some trees and things, but I'm sure they're not escaping the sound of...
Yeah, see, that just registered over 90 decibels. If it were consistent, you could only be really exposed to that for so long before it becomes harmful to your ears.
Hoffman says the app, called NOISH, which stands for National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, was created in part with the Centers for Disease Control for people to measure the intensity of sound in any environment.
Parks, very low traffic neighborhoods, have very significantly lower sound intensities than what we're experiencing right here, right now, Ian.
Which is 94.9.
Yeah, and then the peak has been about 121 decibels.
People who are exposed to anything over 100 decibels only have about 15 minutes until it can damage their hearing, Hoffman says.
Anyone that must be outdoors, whether it's people experiencing homelessness or people that rely on the public transportation system, they're going to be disproportionately exposed to this road noise than others in the same community.
The amount of noise people are subjected to also depends on where they live, says Hoffman.
And studies have consistently shown that poorer communities of color tend to have higher ambient noise levels than wealthier, whiter communities within the same city. We found that exact same pattern in extreme heat several years ago.
Hoffman says city officials should consider lowering speed limits to reduce traffic noise. Another thing cities can do to minimize noise pollution and improve health is to create more natural environments by adding water features and more trees, says psychologist Jenny Rowe. She co-wrote a book titled Restorative Cities, Urban Design for Mental Health and Well-Being.
They have a restorative health function, they support our mental health in terms of helping us recover from fatigue and mood and stress.
But there's no getting away from the cacophony of sounds in a city entirely. And Rowe cautions, while noise-canceling headphones might be helpful when you're standing beneath tracks, they can also prevent you from being alert to your surroundings. Ian Stewart, VPM News.
To find more stories from our Healthy City series, go to vpm.org/healthy. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.